अखण्डमण्डलाकारं व्याप्तं येन चराचरं यत्पदं दर्शितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः. ॐ भूर्भुवस्वः तत्सवितुर्वरेण्यं भर्गो देवस्य धीमहि धियो यो नः प्रचोदयात్. బర్త్డే సెలబ్రేషన్స్ లో ద మోస్ట్ ఇంపార్టెంట్ పాయింట్ ఈజ్ వీ షుడ్ అండర్స్టాండ్ దట్ 1 year is a very long term. What Guruji wants us to do is to live a life of 1 year per day. Har din naya jan, har raat nayi maut. So, the sankalpa we take in our birthdays, all of us, our birthdays, whether it is of your parents or our Gayatri Parivar people, this is the only sankalpa which we have to take. I will live a day fully. While living the day fully, the most important thing is you should know what we mean by birth and death. Every minute, every second, and to be on average, we breathe about 15 breaths or 18 breaths per minute. So each breath is a lifetime. When you breathe in, you become alive. That is the inspiration we get. And it is also called inspiration. And exhalation. When you leave it, the body dies. So this is the fastest possible way of living. 15 lives a minute. Unmesha nimishotpanna vipanna bhavanavali. When we look at the world and at the humanity, we find that just 50 years back, we were very slow. And now we have become very fast. Communications have become instantaneous. Previously, in almost every movie, there is a common joke that telegram follows after the man has arrived. He gives the telegram, I am coming. He comes first and the telegram follows later. But now the communication is always instantaneous with everyone if you want to keep a track of it. Transportation is not instantaneous, but many times faster than the previous bullock carts and trains. The most devastating problem that humanity is now facing is its inability to live such a fast life. So it creates artificial outlets, fast food, fast music. But that is artificial. You are not living a life, but probably you are wasting a life. Because any activity which has no purpose is a waste, however good it may be. That is why even a puja may become a waste if you don't know why it is being done. So that sankalpa of ours today is that we will spread this message of living fast as to make it seem instantaneous. The electronic network that is being developed in the present day society is the network of the brain, or a imitation of the brain. The brain works much faster and much accurately than all the computers put together. But that brain, the scientists say, even Einstein utilized only 7 or 10% of his brain. Then how much we are using? Yeah. But you may feel we are using, but we are using the brain only in approved ways of thinking. no new thought or no new approach is not to be found anywhere in the world. An engineer thinks like an engineer only. A doctor thinks like an engineer, like a doctor. A housewife thinks like a housewife. A parent thinks like a parent. So many relationships. But all relationships are preconceived, traditional. It is almost written on the rocks, chiseled on the rocks, lined on the rocks, that you should behave like that if you are a father. You should behave like that if you are a mother. You should behave like that if you are a secretary. So all the behavior patterns have a predisposition. You are supposed to behave like that. But can you envisage a life where you are not given an inkling of how to behave? You just don't know in a particular set of circumstances how to behave if the tradition is not behind you. But suppose there is no tradition. Then what will be your roles? How do you behave like a wife? How do you behave like a child? How do you behave like a parent? Are you able to follow the question? You are able to behave like so and so because you have been given by the society a set type of patterned thinking and action. Now the humanity is at a crossroads. Is it supposed to follow whatever tradition it wants, or create a new tradition which itself is as binding as the older traditions? The only thing different is you are behaving in a different way. So the pop music, the rock music, whatever music they call it, is a process by which humanity is trying to break away from the traditions. And traditionists find it very difficult to understand, and they always seek solace in saying that the world is going to dogs. It is misbehaving with all this nonsensical music, this and that. But actually it is not the music which is nonsensical, but we have become more sensical. The traditionists are more sense-oriented. And nonsense means not the literal meaning of nonsense, what we talk about, but not using the senses. Then what are you supposed to use? What is common to all the senses, which is not of the sense, or which is nonsense? And which part of your body is nonsense? The mind. And that is why whenever the mind gets a free reins, it seems to be nonsense. So this is the first goal, to become nonsensical. That means it is not the indriyas which tell you how to behave, because indriyas can behave only when you have a tradition. A military man salutes. A Hindu offers namaskarams. A European gives a handshake. These are all sensical things, or sensible things. But the mind which operates the senses is not of the senses. It is common to the sense. That is why it is called common sense. And as Blavatsky says, the most uncommon thing in the world is common sense. Because we are not able to understand that common sense doesn't mean how you behave, but the power and ability which makes the sense behave. That is common sense, or the mind. And now the mind controls the senses. But what controls the mind? The buddhi now. If without the tradition, if we can allow the dawn of the buddhi, the descent of the buddhi, then the common sense is now controlled not by traditions but by buddhi. And buddhi is not intellect, but intuition. And what is intuition? Intuition is a behavior set by outward circumstances. You are tutored. You are tutored. You are made to behave like that. Your entire education is trying to make you how to behave. A training is given for everything. And what does the training mean? If you don't behave like that, you are punished. That is why it is known as siksha. Siksha has both the meanings. But now, when the intuition takes over, what happens? Your common sense or mind is not controlled by external tuition or siksha, but the internal vidya or the intuition. So this is the diksha which all of the humanity has to take. Whether you call it by Sri Aurobindo's name of supramental descent, whether you call it by Gurudev's words of Gayatri grace, whether you call it the Christian grace, the Allah ka barkat, whatever you call it, what you are supposed to do is you have to intuit. And the fundamental difference between mind tuition and buddhi's intuition is the mind goes linearly, bit by bit, what we call in the scientific terms as the left thinking, left hemisphere thinking, to a total view of the process. You see and you decide. And many people ask me, how can we learn to do it? You need not learn to do it. Whenever a crisis comes, that is exactly what you do. You see the whole picture. How? You are on the verge of a crisis, an accident. Do you think logically, this, and what are the possibilities I have to do, and then decide and act? Or you act first, and always you act correctly whenever you face a situation. Generally, this type of facing the situation is known as the fight or flight response. But the intuitive response is what is known as the relaxation response, as the right-sided brain response, where you are not worried about the problem, you are completely relaxed. And in that relaxed condition, the problem solves by itself. But when you say, is it being solved? It is the right, left side again, and it won't be solved. So you should know how to relax. The best process of relaxation is imitating sleep, but not sleeping. And that is what is known as samadhi. So if many people in the world can enter into samadhi state, the whole brain thinking, then the new humanity will be there. And how much time it takes, let us not worry. Have you become a whole brain thinker? Is the only question we should ask. And that is why Guruji says, Ekla Chalore. And all Ekla Chalore people, if someone wants to go to Lucknow in the city, and all those who want to go to Lucknow will enter the same cabin in the reservation. So you need not worry who is following you or how many people are coming to you. Have you understood and understood the significance of going into yourself, staying there and doing left-sided activities? A balance between the right-sided activity of seeing it together and the left-side activity of doing what is required at that particular stage when there is no crisis. When you can balance this, this is what in Gita is known as the Samatvam Yoga Uchite, a balance between these two, all your problems will be automatically solved. All your senses, relationships will act in that particular direction. So whenever we perform a marriage day or a birthday, this is the message we have to give. Live like that. Let us be the lights. Appadipo bhava, that is what Buddha said. And then what? The light will show the path. And if you are not able to show the path, it means the light has not gone. So this is what every day we should practice from birth, that means sunrise or when you wake up, and go on analyzing in the night whether you could live up to this system of thinking. We follow the left-hand thinking, but we are rooted in the stable whole-brain thinking. This is what Ramana Maharshi said, a Sachi Bhava. Then what sadhana you have to do? All the 24 hours. And if you can bring this sadhana into your dream life also, you are successful in this sadhana. And this will usher in the new humanity. Not any sadhanas, because sadhana becomes a tradition. It is the ability to stand off, be a witness, do what is needed at that particular juncture. And when you are a witness, whenever a problem comes, you will see that it is solved automatically. Because if you want to think what to do, the problem will not be solved. And if you solve a problem with a precedent, naturally it is again a tradition. So this is the sankalpa with which we have to do the future work from this moment. Be a witness and be natural outside. Just as if you are seeing a movie in which the writer, director, producer, actor is you, but you are scripting and doing everything at the same instant. If you can keep that attitude, you have succeeded. Jai Guru Devi.